打开诗篇一百二十一篇。
Please turn to Psalm 121.
诗篇一百二十一篇。
Psalm 121.
早晨我们要读好几处的圣经都是在诗篇里面。
This morning we'll read various passages from the book of Psalms.
这些诗篇都称作上行之诗。
All these psalms are called the songs of ascent.
从120篇一直到134篇。
From Psalm 122 to Psalm 134.
这里面一共有15篇的诗篇。
There are 15 psalms altogether.
这是以色列人他们要聚集在耶路撒冷的路上所唱的诗篇。
These are the songs sung by the people of Israel when they gather together to go up to Jerusalem.
按照以色列人的习俗，一年三次，他们要一同聚在耶路撒冷。
According to the custom of the Israelites, three times a year they will gather before in Jerusalem.
他们从他们所住的地方就一同结伴往耶路撒冷而去。
From where they dwell, they would accompany each other and go up.
因为耶路撒冷那个城是在山上。
Because Jerusalem is situated on top of a mountain.
因此他们的路程是一个上行的路程。
So they take this path of ascent.
因此这一些诗篇也称为上行之诗。
Thus these psalms are also called the songs of ascent.
今天早晨我们一同读里面几节圣经。
This morning we'll read a few passages from this Bible.
好，让我们一同来预备我们的心，为下一个周末我们在主面前的聚集。
So that we will prepare our hearts for the gathering next weekend.
我们先读121篇。
Let's read first Psalm 121.
我们从第一节读到第六节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 6.
好，我们一同来读。
Let's read together.
我要向
在你
路，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边应庇你。白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。好，我们读122篇第四节和第五节。
Let's read Psalm 122 verses 4 and 5.
众支派就是耶和华的支派上那里去，按以色列的常例称赞耶和华的名，因为在那里设立审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座。我们读123篇第二节。
Let's read Psalm 123 verse 2.
看啊，仆人的眼睛怎样仰望主母的手，使你的眼睛怎样望主母的手，我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。然后我们读130篇第六节。
And then we will read Psalm 130 verse 6.
130篇第六节。
Psalm 130 verse 6.
我的心等候主，甚于守夜的等候天亮，甚于守夜的等候天亮。我们读131篇第一节和第二节。
Psalm 131 verses 1 and 2.
耶和华啊，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不透的事我也不敢行。我的心平静安稳，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中，我的心在我的里面真像断过奶的孩子。我们再有一点的祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you and praise you because of your grace.
是你召聚我们今天早晨在你的面前。
It is you who gathered us before your face this morning.
你既然召聚我们，主，你就有你自己的旨意。
Since you have gathered us, you have your will and purpose here.
早晨我们求你成就你的心意在我们的身上。
This morning we ask you to accomplish your purpose in us.
有软弱的求你扶持。
For those of us who are weak, please support us.
有忧伤的求你安慰。
For those of us who are worrisome, please comfort us.
有疾病的我们求你医治。
Those who are sick, please heal us.
你的话就是我们的生命。
Your word is our life.
我们仰望你。
We hope in you.
好像仆人仰望主人一样。
As our eyes, as the eyes of the servants look to the hand of the master.
好像使女仰望祖母一样。
As the maid look to the mistress.
求主早晨来怜悯我们。
So this day be merciful to us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, Lord, Amen.
Amen. 主要的两处圣经，第一处是在121篇里面。
Our two main passages, the first passage is found in Psalm 121.
121篇里面说到，我们要向山举目，我们的帮助从何而来。
Psalm 121 talks about, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, from whence shall my help come?
第二处主要的经文是130篇第六节。
And then the second key passage is found in Psalm 130 verse 6.
讲到我们的心要等候主胜于守夜的来等候天亮。
My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning.
121篇讲到我们的眼目。
121 talks about our eyes.
130篇讲到我们的心。
Psalm 130 talks about our hearts.
在这两个方面，我们应当怎么样来预备我们自己？
How should we prepare ourselves in these two respects?
我们都知道，在新约圣经里面，主耶稣讲过一句话。
We know that our Lord Jesus said the one sentence in the New Testament.
他说我们眼睛啊，是身上的灯。
He said that the lamp of the body is the eye.
眼睛如果嘹亮的话，全身就光明。
If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light.
如果眼睛昏花，里面就黑暗。
But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of
darkness. 如果我们里面是黑暗的话，这个黑暗是何等的大。
If you're filled with darkness, then how great indeed this darkness will be.
因此，做神的儿女有一件事情我们需要注意的。
So as children of God, there's one thing we need to pay attention to.
就是我们的眼睛是明亮呢，还是昏花。
So whether our eyes are clear.
我们的里头是有光还是黑暗。
Or do we have light or darkness within us?
上一个主日我那个最小的孩子在聚会的地方呢不太乖。
Last Sunday, my youngest was not behaving himself in the meeting hall.
所以回去妈妈就处罚他说不可以玩电动玩具。
So after we got home, his mother punished him by forbidding him to play the computer game.
但是呢后来妈妈自己忘记这件事。
However, his mom forgot about this.
那孩子也忘记这个事了。
And our child has forgotten about this.
所以他就玩起来了。
And he started to play.
但是后来他想起来。
And then suddenly he remembered.
他想起来他不应该玩。
He remembered that he was not supposed to be playing.
他就跑来跟他妈妈讲。
So he ran to his mother and said.
他说我不该玩的。
I'm not supposed to be playing.
他讲着讲着就哭起来了。
And as he was saying this, he started to weep.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他的里面有光。
He has light inside.
这个叫做有光。
This is what we call having light.
每一个神的儿女，我们心里面都要有光。
Every child of God ought to have light within.
我们在这过去的一年的当中。
In the past year.
我们忙忙碌碌的。
We have been busy.
里头的光还有没有啊？
Do we still have this light in us?
神在我们里面是不是还是明亮？
Is God still bright and shining within us?
我们里面有没有光，爱是完全根据我们的眼目看在什么地方。
Whether we have light within is totally dependent on whether our eyes are on Him.
因此，世人就鼓励我们。
Therefore, people in the world encourage us.
我们要来向山举目。
That's why the psalmist encouraged us. You have to lift your eyes to the mountains.
在旧约里面，箴言告诉我们。
In the Old Testament, Proverbs tells us,
他说你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
That you need to watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life.
今天我们人看人，我们看外表。
Today, when we look at each other, we look at the outward appearance.
但是神看人是看内心。
But when God looks at us, He looks at the inward heart.
因此神说我们来到他的面前要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Therefore, God says that when we go before Him, we have to worship Him in spirit and truth.
今天我们花很多的时间来保守我们的外表。
Today, we spend a lot of effort to keep our outward appearance.
那是其中一个原因我们不能准时。
That's why, one of the reasons why we cannot be punctual.
本来是想9点15到的。
Originally, we wanted to be there at 9:15.
外表的整理呢就到了9点半。
But we need to watch over our outward appearances, then it's 9:30 already.
我不是说潘姐是这样。
I'm not talking about Steve Persher.
我是想我们都是这样的。
We're saying that we're all like this.
但是神不看我们的外表。
But God does not take regard of our outward appearance.
所以这是一个很让我们烦恼的一件事。
So this is something that indeed troubles us.
如果神看我们的外表就好了。
If God only looks at our outward appearance, then it is good.
早晨花15分钟呢，外表就可以看。
We only need to spend 15 minutes, and then we can show our outward appearance.
但是神看我们的内心。
However, God looks into our inward heart.
我们的内心是不是讨神的喜悦？
Is our heart pleasing to God?
因此诗人告诉我们。
Therefore, the psalmist told us.
他说我们的心要等候主。
Therefore, our souls must wait for the Lord.
要胜于守夜的等候天亮。
More than the watchman for the morning.
所以早晨我们从这两个方面一同来思想。
So this morning we'll meditate upon these two aspects.
一方面我们来思想要向山举目，我们的帮助从何而来。
On one hand, we need to meditate on how we will lift our eyes to the mountains, from when shall help come.
另外一方面，我们来思想我们的心如何来等候神，胜于守夜的等候天亮。
On the other hand, we need to meditate on how our souls need to wait for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning.
讲到向山举目。
When we talk about lifting our eyes to the mountains,
我觉得在休斯顿很难讲这个题目。
I think it's hard to talk about this topic in Houston.
看不到山嘛。
We can't see any mountains here.
东西南北都没有山呢。
You can't see any mountains from the north, south, east, or west.
所以这是很困难的一件事。
This is a difficult thing.
还好呢，今天我不是对孩子们讲。
I'm glad I'm not talking to children.
我们大人讲。
I'm talking to adults.
我们多多少少都知道什么是山。
So more or less we know what a mountain looks like.
我们如果要看山的话。
If we need to look at mountains.
我们就要往上看。
We have to look up.
我们不能往下看。
We can't look down.
我们也不能往平的地方看。
We can't look at the eye level.
要向山举目就要往上看。
If we lift our eyes to the mountains, we have to look up.
今天这个世界的神。
Today the gods of this world.
要拦住我们来往上看。
Wants to hinder us from looking up.
他要我们往下看。
They want us to look down.
他要我们往平的地方看。
They want to look, us to look at the eye level.
就是不要我们往上看。
Everything but to look up.
所以我们在这个世上生活的时候。
So as we live on this world.
我们常常都是看这个地上的事。
We're looking at things of the world.
因为这个地上的事是吸引我们的。
Because things of the world actually attract us.
当我们的眼来注目这个世上的事。
As our eyes are fixed on things of the world,
我们的眼睛就容易混化。
Then our eyes become unclear.
这是非常非常灵验的一件事。
This is something that would come true right away.
你只要你的眼目在定睛在这个世界上。
As long as your eyes are fixed on the world.
只要一段的时间。
For a period of time.
你的眼睛就混化了。
Your eyes will not be clear.
其中这个世界上有一件事是最容易让我们的眼混化的。
Particularly, there's one thing in this world that would allow our eyes to be not clear.
稍微看一看，你的眼就混化了。
You just take a glance, and your eyes will not be clear.
这个东西呢，圣经上叫做马门。
The Bible calls it mammon.
又叫做钱财。
In other words, money.
不管你的知识有多高。
No matter how high your posture is.
不管你的道德修养有多好。
No matter how good your morals are.
如果你把你的眼定睛在这个马门的身上。
If your eyes are fixed on mammon.
你的眼睛就昏花了。
Your eyes will not be clear.
你的心呢就黑暗了。
Your hearts will be dark.
这实在是一个事实。
This is the truth.
只要除非是你不去看它。
As long as you're not looking at it.
你一看它你的眼就昏花。
Once you cast a glance, your eyes will not be clear.
所以圣经上箴言就告诉我们。
Therefore, the Proverbs in the Bible tells us,
他说不要定睛在虚无的钱财上。
Do not set your eyes on wealth, which will certainly fly away.
因为钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
For wealth certainly makes itself wings, like an eagle that flies toward the heavens.
我想这一节圣经今天在休斯顿很容易讲。
This verse is easily talked about in Houston today.
我相信我们很多人的钱财在这两年里面都如鹰飞去了。
I think that the past few years, a lot of our money has flown away toward the heavens.
是感谢神，这句圣经很好讲。
But thank God that it's very easy to talk about this verse.
虚无的钱财。
These are money that is certainly going to be gone.
必长翅膀。
Certainly will make itself wings too.
如鹰向天飞去。
Like an eagle that flies toward the heavens.
若不是这两年在我们中间发生的这些事。
If it weren't for the things that happened in our midst.
我们很多人不相信这个圣经啊。
A lot of us will not believe this verse.
钱财哪里会如鹰飞去嘛。
How could money fly toward the heavens like an eagle?
感谢神怜悯我们。
We thank God that he's so merciful to us.
叫我们今天认识他的话的真实。
So that we can understand the truthfulness of his words.
所以仇敌要我们往地上看。
The enemy wants us to look at the, on the earth.
要让我们的眼睛能够混化。
So that our eyes will not be clear.
使我们的心黑暗。
So that our hearts will be dark.
然后呢，他要让我们向平的来看。
And then the enemy wants us to look at the eye level.
他要我们彼此的对看。
And he wants us to look at each other.
为什么要我们彼此的相看？
Why does he want us to look at each other?
我们彼此的相看的时候。
As we look at each other in the eye.
我们总是看见人眼中的那个刺。
We always see the speck in the other's eye.
这是很奇怪的一件事。
This is a very strange thing.
你叫一个人来看另外一个人。
If you want to ask one person to look at another person.
看看看看了半天。
As you look and look and look.
好的什么都没看出来。
You won't see anything good.
缺点一大堆。
You will see all the weaknesses.
我们总是看人眼中的刺。
We always look at the speck in the other's eye.
因此这是世界的神仇敌所做的一件事情。
So this is the enemy, the god of this earth would do.
好不容易我们不看世界了。
Finally, we stop looking at the earth.
他就让我们来看我们周围的弟兄姊妹。
But allow us to look at our brothers and sisters around us.
我们一看。
The minute we look.
我们就发现好多都有刺。
Then we see that a lot of people have specks.
没有想到我们眼中有一个梁木。
Not only do we realize that there's a log in our eye.
这是仇敌的一件工作。
This is the work of the enemy.
所以今天如果你觉得弟兄们都有问题的话。
So today, if you think that all the brothers have problems,
你觉得教会也有问题。
You think that there are problems at church.
弟兄姊妹，那没有什么稀奇。
Friends and sisters, this is not amazing.
我们每一个人都有问题。
We all have problems.
主来啊，不是要找健康的人。
The Lord came not to seek the healthy ones.
医生来呢是要医治病人。
The doctor comes to heal the sick.
今天如果我们是好人，我们不需要来到主的面前。
Today, if we're good, we don't have to come before the face of God.
今天我们是因为是罪人，所以我们要来到主的面前。
It's precisely because we're sinners, that's why we have to come before the Lord.
所以你来到神的面前。
So as you come before the face of God.
你所碰到的都是罪人。
All you see, all you meet will be sinners.
没有一个义人。没有一个义人。
There's not one righteous.
连一个都没有。
Not only one.
所以你看到人眼中有刺不稀奇的。
So it is not amazing when you see that there's speck in others' eyes.
只是我们要想到自己的眼中也有梁木。
However, we have to see that we have logs in our eyes too.
我们与弟兄姊妹都是一样。
We're just like our brothers and sisters.
我们是个罪人，蒙了主的恩典。
We're sinners saved by grace.
因此我们不要再看弟兄姊妹。
So we should stop looking at brothers and sisters.
不要再看他们眼中的刺。
We should stop looking at the speck in their eyes.
我们呢是要把我们的眼目往上看。
We have to look up.
因为我们的帮助不是从这个世界而来。
Because our help does not come from the world.
我们的帮助也不是从人而来。
Our help does not come from people.
我们的帮助是从何而来？
From whence shall my help come?
诗篇说，我们的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
The psalm says that our help comes from God, the maker of heaven and earth.
诗人写得很好。
The psalmist wrote it well.
他是造天地的耶和华。
The God who made heaven and earth.
我们的神造天也造地。
Our God made heaven and earth.
我们常常有一个错误的观念。
A lot of times we have this wrong concept.
我们认为我们如果有属灵的事，我们就找神。
If we have any spiritual matters, then we look to God.
因为神造天。
Because he made heaven.
如果我们有属地的事，我们就自己处理了。
However, if we have earthly matters, we just take care of them ourselves.
我们觉得不好意思。
We find that it's a little embarrassing.
这个属地的事怎么也去麻烦神呢？
This earthly thing, why should we trouble God with?
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是造天也造地的神。
Brothers and sisters, our God made heaven and earth.
神管理天，神也管理地。
God governs the heavens and He also governs the earth.
因此我们身上所有的事。
Therefore, everything that happens to us,
神都能帮助我们。
God can help us with respect to all those things.
因此我们要学习把所有事都带到主的面前。
So we need to learn to bring all matters before God.
不管是属天的或者是属地的。
Whether they're matters of heaven or matters of the earth.
因为我们的神是造天地的耶和华。
Because our God is maker of heaven and earth.
我们神有一个名字。
Our God has this name.
他的名字就是叫保护以色列的。
His name is called the Keeper of Israel.
这是一个很好的名字。
This is a great name.
我们的神的名字就是来保护我们的。
Our God's name is to keep us.
而且他不打盹，他也不睡觉。
In addition, he who keeps you will not slumber nor sleep.
我们要记住这一件事。
We have to remember this.
我们常常忘记我们的神是不打盹不睡觉的。
We often forgot that our God neither slumbers nor sleeps.
我们常常把事情交给神。
A lot of times we give some matters to God.
交完了以后呢，自己还是睡不着。
After we've given the things to Him, we still cannot sleep.
好像觉得神是会睡觉的一样。
It's like we feel that our God would slumber.
神会睡觉，所以我只好不睡了。
Because He would slumber, so we cannot slumber.
既然交给神，但是他又会睡觉，所以我只好不睡了。
Even though I've given this matter to him, because he will fall asleep, that's why I cannot slumber.
就好像我们的神会睡觉一样。
It is as if our God would slumber.
如果我们的神是保护我们的。
If our Lord is our keeper.
如果他是不打盹也不睡觉的。
If he neither slumber nor sleeps.
我们把一件事情交给我们的主以后。
Once we've given a matter to our Lord.
我们就去打盹。
Then we can slumber.
我们就去睡觉。
Then we go sleep.
如果你能够打盹，能够睡觉的话
，If you can slumber and sleep，
就表示你相信那个保护以色列的必不打盹，必不睡觉。
That means you believe that the keeper of Israel will neither sleep nor slumber。
我们的神是保护以色列的。
Our God is the keeper of Israel。
我们要相信我们所信的是谁。
We have to know whom we have believed in。
也深信他能保守我所交付他的。直到那日。
And then we should also believe that he would keep that we've given him until that day.
你信不信？
Do you believe in it?
你相不相信？
Do you believe in it?
神能够保守你所交给他的，直到那日。
God can keep that whom you have entrusted him until that day.
你敢不敢这样把你的孩子交给神？
Are you, do you dare to give, your child to God this way?
还是你每天还是不能睡觉。
Or are you not able to sleep?
也不敢打盹。
And you would not slumber either.
我看有的父母啊，常常就在儿子的后面看。
I noticed that some parents would, look behind from the back of their son.
那个孩子不睡觉，他也不敢睡觉。
If the son would not sleep, then they dare not sleep.
你还不知道那个孩子晚上做什么。
Because they don't know what the son is going to do in the night.
孩子在电脑的上面。
If the son is before the computer.
父母呢就很着急。
Then the parents are worried.
不敢打盹。
They're not, they dare not sleep.
也不敢睡觉。
They would not slumber.
弟兄姊妹，我们总是会打盹的。
Brothers and sisters, we would surely fall asleep.
但是有一个是不打盹的。
But there's one who would not sleep.
就是以色列的保护者。
Which is the keeper of Israel.
因此我们要把我们的孩子要交给以色列的保护者。
Therefore, we have to give our children to the keeper of Israel.
交过以后，我们就可以去打盹了。
After we've given them to him, we can go to sleep.
我们也能够睡觉。
Then we can slumber.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他是我们的硬币。
He is also our shield.
他是我们的硬币。
He is our shade.
如果他是我们的硬币的话。
If he is our shade.
那他就要在我们的旁边。
Then he has to be by our side.
如果神不在我们的旁边，就不能成为我们的硬币。
If God is not by our side, he cannot be our shade.
弟兄姊妹，我们有这么一位神。
Brothers and sisters, we have such a God.
不但是造天地的神。
Not only did he make heaven and earth.
他是保护以色列的。
He is also the keeper of Israel.
他是我们个人的硬币。
He is also our individual shade.
他就在我们的身旁。
He is by our side.
不管我们感觉到或者没有感觉到。
Whether we can feel it or not.
当以色列人他们在路上的时候，
When the Israelites are on their way,
他们回想他们过去的这一段的年日，
They would reflect the years that have passed.
他们想到他们的这个路程，
They would think about their journey.
他们就说他们的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
Then they would say that their help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
因此他们就向山来举目。
Therefore, they lift their eyes to the mountains.
但愿当我们要聚集在主面前的时候，
We hope that as we gather before the face of the Lord,
我们把我们的眼目从这个世界上的事情能够转移。
We will remove our eyes from the things of the world.
那些容易让我们眼睛昏花的那些事情。
Those things that can make our eyes to be not clear.
我们的眼目也从人的身上能够转移。
We also hope that our eyes will be removed from people.
那是让我们的心失望的一些事情。
Those are the things that could disappoint our hearts.
让我们的眼目来注意那个向山上来注视。
And let our eyes be gazing upon the mountains.
我们当怎么样来注视我们的神？
How ought we gaze upon our God?
诗篇123篇告诉我们。
Psalm 123 tells us.
他说：“看啊，仆人的眼睛怎样望主人的手，使女的眼睛怎样望祖母的手，我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们神，直到他怜悯我们。”
Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress.So our eyes look to the Lord our God until He shall be gracious to us.
这节圣经告诉我们怎么样来注视我们的神。
The scriptures teaches us how to gaze upon our God.
当这个仆人或这个使女在那个地方侍奉的时候，
When the servants and the maids are serving,
他的眼目只看一个人。
Their eyes only are looking at one person.
就是那个主人或者是那个祖母。
So it's only the master and the mistress that they're looking at.
那个主人可能有很好很好的房子。
Even though the master may have a very, very good house.
虽然那个主人可能有上好的家具。
Or maybe the master has excellent furniture.
有很美丽的产业。
And beautiful possessions.
但是那个仆人在那一天侍奉的时候，他的眼睛里面都没有这一些。
However, on the day when the servants are serving,none of these things come into their eyes.
他的眼目里面只有主人。
His eyes are only looking at his master.
也许在那天有很多的宾客在那个房子里面。
Maybe on that day there are many, many guests.
但是这个仆人的眼目也没有注视那些宾客。
But the eyes of the servant are not on those guests.
在那天里面，那个房子里面或许有许许多多其他的仆人。
In that house, there may be many, many other servants.
但是那个仆人的眼目也没有在其他的仆人的身上。
However, the eyes of that servant are not on the other servants.
这个仆人的眼目只在一个人的身上。
The eyes of the servant are only on one person.
这个人就是他的主人。
And that person is his master.
这个叫做来仰望我们的神。
This is what is called having hope in the Lord.
当我们聚集在主的面前。
As we gather before the Lord,
我们的眼目不是在讲员的弟兄身上。
Our eyes are not on the speaker, the brothers who are speaking.
我们的眼目也不是在那个聚会的场所。
Our eyes are not on the physical environment.
我们的眼目也不是在其他的弟兄姊妹。
Our eyes are not on other brothers and sisters.
我们乃是要仰望我们的神。
Our eyes need to be hoping in the Lord.
当这个仆人在那里注视主人的时候，
As the servant is looking at the master,
他那个注视是不能够间断
的。His glancing cannot be interrupted.
他不能够注视一下，然后再停留一下。
He cannot look for a while and then look elsewhere.
他因为他不知道什么时候主人会向他的手，他的手来向他打手势。
Because he doesn't know when the master is going to make a hand gesture to the servant.
因此，当我们聚集在主面前几天的时间，
So therefore, as we gather before the Lord for the next couple of days,
我们要不停地来仰望我们的神。
We have to continuously keep our eyes on our God.
也许神的手在成根的时候，就向我们启示了。
Maybe God's hands are gesturing to us even at the morning watch.
如果你早晨没有注意的话，
if you're not paying attention in the morning,
你可能失去了那个机会。
Then you would lose that opportunity.
也许我们的主人的手在分组祷告的时候向我们启示了。
Maybe the hands of our Lord are gesturing to us when we're praying in groups.
那个时候你没有注视，你就失去了那个机会。
If you're not looking at him, then you miss that opportunity.
也许我们主人的手是在信息的里面，向我们启示了。
Or maybe the hand of the master is revealing to us in the meeting.
或者在与弟兄姊妹交通的时候向我们启示了。
Or in fellowship between brothers and sisters.
如果我们没有注意他的话。
However, if we're not paying attention,
我们就失掉那个机会。
Then we miss that opportunity.
因此盼望在这一段时间的里面。
So we hope that in that period of time,
我们众人里面有一个这样的一个仰望和注视。
We have this gazing and this hope in the midst.
无论是在什么样的一个场合，什么样的一个聚会
，whether it's a meeting or regardless of the environment，
我们的眼睛好像那个仆人的眼睛一样。
Our eyes are like the eyes of the servant。
这个仆人他在看这个主人的时候
，as the servant is looking at the master，
他是随时准备有行动的。
He's prepared to act。
这个注视乃是有行动的一个注视。
This gazing is coupled with ability to act。
是准备来顺服的那个注视。
It's a gazing that is coupled with obedience.
这是我们在主面前的那个注视。
This is our gazing before the Lord.
当我们这样来注视他的话，他就必然来怜悯我们。
If we look at him like this, he will surely be merciful to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等需要神的怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, how we need the mercy of God.
今天我们里面如果没有喜乐。
Today, if we don't have joy within us.
就表示我们需要主的怜悯。
It means that we need the mercy.
我们有许多的事不是我们人所能解决的。
There are many things that cannot be solved by human hands.
实在讲起来，人所能解决的事非常的有限。
In reality, very few things can be resolved by men.
我们所需要的是神的怜悯。
What we need is the mercy of God.
圣经上有一个人，有一个血漏的一个妇人。
In the Bible, there's this woman who has hemorrhage.
她和我们一样，她有一个问题。
She's just like us. She has this one question.
这个问题12年都没有解决。
This problem has not been resolved in 12 years.
我不知道我们当中有没有人有问题12年都没有解决的。
I don't know whether there's any one of us with a problem for 12 years.
也许12个月我们已经觉得很久了。
Maybe if we have a problem for 12 months, we already think that that's very
long time. 在这里有一个血漏的妇人，她有一个血漏的毛病12年。
However, this woman had a hemorrhage for 12 years.
12年的时间在医生的手中用尽了她的钱。
For the past 12 years, he had spent all her money.
到最后她对那个人的希望都失去了。
And finally, he lost all hope in men.
有一天她听见主耶稣的名字。
One day, she heard the name of Jesus.
因此她就来到那个主耶稣所在的地方。
So she came up to the place where he was.
在那里她看见了主耶稣。
And she saw the Lord Jesus.
那这个时候对她而言，其他的人、其他的事都不重要。
With respect to her, nothing else or no other person matters.
她的眼睛像那个仆人的眼睛一样。
Her eyes were like the eyes of the servant.
她就注视那个主耶稣的自己。
She was looking at the Lord himself.
那个时候有许多的人来拥挤着主耶稣。
At that time, there were many people who were crowding him.
而她是一个软弱的、一个有病的一个妇人。
And she was a weak woman with sickness.
但是她因为里头有一个这样的一个催逼，她都要靠近我们的主。
However, because she has this urgency, she wanted to draw near to him.
如果在很多的群众当中，你要去靠近一个人的话
，If you want to draw near to one person in a crowd,
你的眼不能离开那个人。
Your eyes cannot leave that person.
你的眼一离开那个人，你就失去了靠近他的机会。
Once your eyes leave that person, you lose the opportunity to draw near.
所以那天在那个大的一个群众当中
，So that day in this great crowd,
这里有一个软弱的一个妇人
，There was this weak woman.
她的眼目没有离开主耶稣。
Her eyes have not left the Lord.
她就一直一直去靠近他。
So she kept drawing closer and closer to him.
到最后呢，她真的到了主耶稣的旁边。
Ultimately, she was at the side of his side.
她的注视是有一个行动的。
So her gazing is coupled with action.
到了主耶稣的旁边以后，她就伸手去摸了主耶稣衣裳的穗子。
As she was at his side, she started to touch his cloak.
就在那个时候，她的疾病就得了医治。
Immediately, her disease was healed.
这个妇人 她的眼睛是一个仆人的眼睛。
This woman has the eyes of the servant.
她仰望我们的神，直到她怜悯我们。
She hoped in the Lord until God had mercy on her.
这是我们今天在神面前的一个盼望。
This is a hope that we have before God.
让我们带着这样的一个眼睛来到主的面前。
Let we bear these eyes before the Lord.
他必然要怜悯我们。
He will surely be gracious to us.
130篇里面讲到我们的心。
Psalm 130 talks about our hearts.
后来我们的心要来等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮。然后他重复一遍说，胜于守夜的等候天亮。
That verse talks about our soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. And then the psalmist emphasized, indeed, more than the watchman for the morning.
刚才领事的弟兄提到伯大那个玛利亚的事。
Just then, our brother, our leading brother, talked about Mary.
在那个圣经里面，我们主讲了一句话。
In that passage, our Lord said one thing.
主说不可少的只有一件。
There are only a few things that are necessary, really only one.
如果不可少的只有一件。
If there's only one thing.
好，那我们一定要知道这一件。
Then we have to know that one thing.
不知道这一件的话，你就失掉了。
If you don't know this one thing, then you miss everything.
什么是不可少的那一件？
What is this thing that we should not, that is important?
其实不可少的那一件就是主的自己。
That thing is the Lord himself.
所以在那一天，在伯大尼的时候，有一件不可少的，就是主的自己。
That day in Bethany, there's one thing, which is the Lord Himself.
玛利亚认识到不可少的就是主的自己。
And Mary understood that it is the Lord Himself that we have to have.
因此，她就选择了那个不可少的那一件。
That's why she has chosen the good part.
弟兄姊妹，我们聚集在主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, as we gather before the Lord,
不可少的只有一件。
There's only one thing.
或许也许场地不像我们所想的那么好。
Maybe the physical environment is not as good as we thought.
或许那个饮食不像我们在家里吃的这么好。
Maybe the food is not as good as our home cooking.
很可能那个床也不像你家的那么好。
Most likely the bed will not be as comfortable as your own bed at home.
甚至连气候也不一定有我们休斯顿这么好。
And even the weather there may not be as good as the weather in Houston.
但是不可少的只有一件。
But there's only one thing that is important.
其他的都不重要。
None of these other things are important.
不可少的就是主在那个地方。
The one thing that is important is the presence of the Lord.
因此我们的心要来等候神。
Therefore our soul has to wait for him.
因为神是那不可少的一件。
Because he is the one that is important.
当以色列人他们来聚集在耶路撒冷的时候。
When the Israelites gathered in Jerusalem,
不是因为那个耶路撒冷那个地方。
It's not because of the place of Jerusalem.
也不是因为耶路撒冷有一个圣殿。
It is not because there's even the holy temple in Jerusalem.
那是因为在耶路撒冷里面有神的所设的宝座。
But because in Jerusalem, there is the throne of God.
表示有神的同在。
And there is the presence of God.
那是不可少的一件。
That is the one thing.
当神在那个地方有一个宝座的时候，那是不可少的一件。
When God has a throne in any place, that is the one thing that is important.
什么叫做等候神？
What does it mean to wait for God?
等候神就是让神在我们心中来坐上他的宝座。
To wait for God is to have God sit on his throne in our hearts.
神在我们的心里面有没有坐在那个宝座的上面？
Is God sitting on his throne in our hearts?
等候神就是让神在我们心里面能够坐上他的宝座。
To wait for God is to allow him to sit on the throne in our hearts.
这是属灵经历的开头。
This is the beginning of any spiritual experience.
如果我们没有学习这一个经历，
If we have not learned from this experience,
在属灵的道路上就没有办法往前。
We cannot progress in our spiritual walk.
所以当神拣选大卫以后，
So after God has chosen David,
头一个功课他让大卫学习的就是等候。
The first thing that God had David learn is to wait for him.
他让撒母耳高他做王。
God allowed Samuel to anoint David as king.
但是他让大卫等了好多年。
However, he let David wait for many, many years.
为什么神要这样让大卫来受这样的操练？
Why would God allow David to go through this exercise?
因为神要先坐在大卫心中的宝座。
Because God must first sit in the throne of David in his heart.
然后才让大卫坐在那个国家的那个王的宝座上。
Then God would allow David to sit on the throne of the nation.
弟兄姊妹，主在我们身上的教导也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, it is the same teaching that God is working in our lives.
所以在五旬节的时候，他告诉门徒，你们要在耶路撒冷等候。
That's why at Pentecost, he told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们很不喜欢的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we do not like.
我们什么事都愿意做。
We are willing to do everything.
我们就是不愿意等候。
But we're not willing to wait.
我们相信神能做。
We believe that God can do everything. We hope that God would do it right away. If God doesn't do it right away, then we have some difficulty within. We cannot learn this lesson of waiting for the Lord. Saul was somebody who cannot wait. God also wanted Saul to learn this lesson of waiting for him.
But Saul couldn't wait.
However, Saul was not willing.
撒母耳没有来，他就自己献祭了。
Before Samuel came, Saul sacrificed himself.
因此，扫罗从来没有在属灵的这个经历上离开那个起步的开端。
Therefore, Saul never progressed beyond the beginning phase of his spiritual walk.
因此，在我们预备这一次的聚集的时候
，So as we prepare for this gathering,
我们的里面要向主说，主，我们愿意来等候你。
We have to say within us to the Lord that, Lord, we're willing to wait for you.
要怎么等候主呢？
And how do we wait for the Lord?
诗篇131篇里面说要像断过奶的孩子在母亲的怀中。
Psalm 131 talks about like a weaned child resting against his mother.
为什么要这样的来等候主呢？
Why do you have to wait for the Lord this way?
为什么圣经上说一个断过奶的孩子？
Why did the Bible refer to a weaned child?
在这个孩子断奶以前
previous to the weaning,
这个孩子里面有一个意愿
there's this desire in the child.
这个意愿就是吃奶
the desire is to suck milk.
但是当这个年纪长大以后呢
however, as he grows older,
这个母亲的心中呢就有另外一个意愿
the mother has another desire.
母亲要这个孩子吃更丰盛的粮食。
The mother wants the child to eat more abundant food.
因此就开始这个断奶的这个过程。
Therefore, it starts the process of weaning.
我们都知道这个断奶的过程是非常不平静的。
We know that the process of weaning is very discomforting.
因为在这个过程里面，这个孩子要失去自己的意愿。
Because throughout the process, the child would have to lose his will.
接受一个更好的安排。
And he'll have to accept a better arrangement.
这个过程是非常不平静的。
This process is certainly disquieting.
但是当这个孩子经过了这个过程以后
However, after the child has passed through this process,
他就失去了自己原来的那个意愿。
He would have lost his original desire.
他接受了这个母亲更好的安排。
And he would have accepted the better arrangement of the mother.
这个时候他的心就平静安稳了。
Then his heart would be composed and quiet.
在他的母亲的怀中。
And then he can lean against his mother.
这个是那个断过奶的孩子的等候。
This is the waiting of a weaned child.
因为什么我们里面不愿意等候神？
Why are we not willing to wait for God within?
因为我们心里面有一个自己的意愿。
Because in our heart there is our personal desire.
我们有一个想法。
We have our own thinking.
或者我们有一个看见。
And we have some seeing.
这是我们里面所愿意的。
This is what we want.
但是神却有一个更高的意愿。
However, God has a higher desire.
而这个神的意愿和我们的意愿是不一样。
And God's desire is different from that of ours.
神好像是那个母亲一样。
God is like the mother.
他要让我们来断那个奶。
He wants to wean us.
但是我们非常不愿意。
However, we are very unwilling.
因此我们心里面非常的不平静。
So our heart is, lacks quietness.
很多基督徒啊，花很多很多的年在这个断奶的过程。
Many Christians would spend years in this weaning process.
有的基督徒一生都没有断过奶。
Some Christians have never been weaned.
蒙恩得救以后，
After they've been saved by grace,
就与主在这个断奶的过程在挣扎。
They struggle with God in this weaning process.
他有一个意愿。
He has a desire.
主有一个意愿。
God has a desire.
主的意愿和他的意愿不一样。
His desire conflicts with God's desire.
因此断奶里面就与神在那里挣扎。
So he struggles with God.
你心中没有平安。
So his heart does not have peace.
也没有喜乐。
And his heart does not have joy.
平安也没有喜乐的。
Because in the weaning process, the child does not have peace or joy.
有一首诗歌，尼弟兄有一首诗歌写得很好。
A Watchman Nee had written a very good hymn.
可惜好像没有英文的翻译。
Unfortunately, we don't have an English translation.
那首诗歌的副歌是这样写的。
The refrain is like this.
他说：“耶稣，耶稣，他是我的满足。”
Jesus, Jesus, He is my satisfaction.
是他消除我的意愿。
It is He who has eliminated my desire.
平静我的要求。
He has quieted my desires.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上所做的工作。
Brothers and sisters, this is the work of God in us.
他有一个更高的意愿。
He has a higher desire.
那个意愿呢，是对着我们是有益处的。
Toward us, it is beneficial.
但是他先要来消除我们里面的意愿。
However, he first has to eliminate our own desire.
他要平静我们的要求。
He has to quiet down our request.
我们心里为什么不平静呢？
Why do we lack quietness in our heart?
我们的心里面有要求。
Because we have requests.
我们有要求，我们就不能平静。
We have requests, and that's why we cannot quiet down.
需要神平静我们的要求。
Therefore, we need God to quiet down our requests.
让我们像一个断过奶的孩子。
Like a weaned child.
在母亲的怀中。
Resting against his mother.
平静安稳。
With all peace and quietness.
我们要像这样的一个孩子来等候我们的主。
We have to be waiting for the Lord like this child.
诗篇130篇第六节说。
In Psalm 130 verse 6.
他说我的心等候主胜于守夜的等候天亮。
My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning.
然后他重复一遍说，胜于守夜的等候天亮。
And then he emphasized it again, indeed, more than the watchman for the morning.
当一个守夜的人在那里等候的时候，
When a watchman is waiting,
那个等候是非常的迫切。
This waiting has all kinds of urgency.
因为如果天不亮的话，
Because if the morning does not come,
那守夜的人就不得安息了。
This watchman cannot go to rest.
所以这个等候啊，不像我们的等候啊。
So this waiting is not like our waiting.
我们等候呢，觉得如果成就了就非常的好，不成就了没有关系。
When we wait, if God accomplishes it, that is good. But if He does not, it is okay.
我还有别的办法。
Because I have other means.
第一条路呢是神预备的，那么还有第二条路的。
The first path is prepared by God, but then we have another path.
但是这个守夜的人没有第二条路的。
However, the watchman does not have a second path.
如果太阳不出来的话，
If the sun does not come up,
守夜的人有没有第二条路？
He does not have a second path.
他没有第二条路。
He does not have a second path.
那个太阳出来是他唯一的一条路。
The only path is for the sun to come out.
这叫做等候。
This is called waiting.
今天我们等候神的时候，是不是有第二条路在后面？
Today, as we wait for God, do we have a second path behind us?
还是我们有别的依靠？
Or do we have other help?
还是像这个守夜人说，
Or are we like the watchman?
如果不天亮，
If the sun does not come out,
我的等候就不停止，
Then I do not cease my waiting.
这叫做那个守夜的人的等候。
This is called the waiting of the watchman.
但这个守夜的等候呢，也有它一个优点。
However, there's this strength about his waiting by the watchman.
也有他的一个盼望。
He has his hope.
因为太阳是一定会出来的。
Because the sun will surely come out.
你就等候别的东西不一定有把握的哈。
You may not have full assurance when you wait.
如果要我选择的话，我宁可来等候这个太阳。
If I had a choice, I'd wait for the sun.
因为它必然出现。
Because the sun will surely come up.
所以这个等候是有信心的。
So this waiting is coupled with faith.
这个等候是有盼望的。
This waiting is coupled with hope.
因为晨光必然出现。
Because the sun will surely come out.
这不是可能的一件事。
This is something that might happen.
这个是必然的一件事。
This is something that will surely happen.
今天我们在神面前的等候不是一个或然力的问题啊。
Today, waiting before the Lord is not some might or possibility.
不是来中奖那个问题啊。
It's not a matter of whether we will win the lottery.
今天我们在神面前等候是一个必然的问题啊。
Today, when we wait before the Lord, this is something that will surely happen.
因为他必然出现如晨光。
Because he will surely come out like the sun.
他必临到我们像甘雨。
He would surely descend on us like the sweet rain.
像滋润田地的春雨。
Like the spring rains that nourishes the land.
圣经没有说可能出现如晨光啊。
The Bible does not say maybe the sun will come out.
也没有说可能临到我们像甘雨啊。
The Bible does not say maybe the sun will come out, maybe the rain will come out.
它说必然出现。
The Bible says surely it will come out.
所以这是我们等候。
So this is our waiting.
是满有盼望的。
This is a waiting full of hope.
这是那个守夜的人的等候。
This is the waiting of the watchman.
所以在这样的一个时间里面。
So in this time.
让我们起来追求那不可少的那一件。
So let's rise up and follow this one thing.
就是我们主的自己。
Which is our Lord himself.
那我们一同像这个守夜的人一样。
Let's all be the watchmen.
我们来等候那个天亮。
Let's wait for the sunrise.
因此神的话这样的勉励我们。
Therefore, the word of God encourages us like that.
就像他勉励当时到耶路撒冷的以色列人一样。
Just like his words were encouraging the people who were going up to Jerusalem at the time.
主的话勉励我们要像一个仆人一样。
The word of God encourages us to be like the servant.
来仰望主人的手。
To look at the hand of the master.
因为若不是耶和华来建造房屋的话，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it.
因为有这个认识的缘故。
Because you have this understanding.
我们在主的面前有这样的一个仰望和注视。
So we have this looking and gazing before the Lord.
因为我们认识那主的宝贵。
Because we know the preciousness of the Lord.
我们认识那不可少的真正的只有一件。
Because we know that there's only really one thing.
因此我们愿意在这个时代呢做一个等候主的人。
Therefore, we want to be a people who are waiting for him in this generation.
圣经上告诉我们，凡是等候他的人，必然要重新得力的。
The Bible tells us that he who waits upon the Lord shall regain their strength.
我相信我们都需要重新得力。
I think we all need to gain new strength.
或许我们不像从前那么喜乐。
Maybe we weren't as joyful. We aren't as joyful as we were before.
或许我们不像从前那么有安息。
Maybe we lack peace like we have before.
我们需要重新来在主的面前得力。
We have to regain new strength.
神说要那个等候耶和华的就必重新得力。
Those who wait upon the Lord shall gain new strength.
他们如鹰展翅上腾。
They will mount up on wings like eagles.
他们奔跑却不困倦。
They will run and not get tired.
他们行走却不疲乏。
They will walk and not become weary.
但愿神在我们中间怜悯我们。
May God be gracious to us.
让我们许多人能够有这样的一个经历。
So that a lot of us will have this experience.
好像神在我们身上让我们如鹰展翅上腾一样。
It is like God has mounted us with wings like eagles.
所以我们不单单是看到我们的钱财展翅上腾了。
So not only do it's not just like we're looking at our money that are flying toward heaven.
我们乃是发现我们这个人展翅上腾了。
We realize that we can also mount up with wings like eagles.
当我们在展翅上腾了以后。
After we have mounted up with wings like eagles.
我们在地上才能够奔跑。
Then we can run.
我们才能够行走。
Then we can walk.
最后我们盼望主给我们有这样的怜悯。
Finally, we hope that God has this mercy toward us.
如果我们在主的面前还没有失去我们自己的意愿。
If we have not lost our own desire before God.
我们还不能够接受神为我们的安排。
And we are unable to receive the arrangement of God for us.
我们还是在跟神 在那里争执。
We're still arguing with God.
我们觉得神坐在我们身上是不公平的。
We think that whatever God has done for us are not fair.
弟兄姊妹，我们就还在那个断奶的过程当中。
Then we're still in this weaning process.
但愿神在我们身上有恩典。
May God has, be gracious toward us.
他平静我们心里面的那个意愿。
That he would quiet down our requests in our heart.
让我们接受神在我们身上的安排。
So that we can accept the arrangements that God has for us.
当我们接受了神的安排以后。
After we have accepted the arrangements of God.
我们的心就平静了。
Then our hearts quiet down.
就超过我们所有的经历。
It will surpass all our previous experiences.
我们就安稳了。
Then we can be composed.
我们就能够享受我们神的怀中。
Then we can rest against his bosom.
弟兄姊妹，一个正在断奶的孩子其实也是在母亲的怀中。
Actually, a child in the process of weaning is also in the bosom of the mother.
但是他在母亲的怀中是毫无安息的。
However, he does not have any rest in the bosom of the mother.
因为他在母亲的怀中挣扎。
Because he is struggling in the bosom of the mother.
断奶以后。
After the weaning.
他也是在母亲的怀中。
He is still in the bosom of the mother.
但是他的心难了安息。
However, his heart is filled with worry.
因为神已经成为他的满足。
Because God has already become his satisfaction.
他的意愿不是他的满足。
His desire is no longer his satisfaction.
神亲自是他的满足。
God himself becomes his satisfaction.
但愿主这样的怜悯我们。
May the Lord be gracious toward us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们再一次为你的话来感谢你。
Lord, we thank you again for your word.
我们也再一次为我们众人一同来仰望你。
Once again, for the multitude, we hope in you.
主，你认识我们。
Lord, you know us.
你也知道我们心里面的事。
You know the things in our hearts.
你也知道我们生活中的难处。
You also know the difficulties in our lives.
人是看外表。
People look at the outward appearances.
但是你看我们的内心。
However, you look into our hearts.
你知道我们的光景。
You know our conditions.
你就对我们的心来说话。
Therefore, speak to our hearts.
让我们早晨在这里能够看见你的怜悯。
May we see your mercy this morning.
主，我们为我们当中有软弱的来祷告。
Lord, we pray for the ones in our midst who are weak.
我们不知道弟兄的软弱在哪里。
We do not know the weaknesses of our brothers.
我们有甚至有的时候不知道我们自己的软弱在哪里。
A lot of times we don't even know our own weaknesses.
但是我们把这些软弱带到主的面前。
However, we bring all these weaknesses before the Lord.
我们求主早晨来医治我们心中的软弱。
We entreat with the Lord to heal the weaknesses in our heart.
如果我们的心中有黑暗。
If there's darkness in our heart.
主好，我们求主早晨来开启我们的眼睛。
We entreat with the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们来向上举目。
So that we can lift our eyes to the mountains.
让我们不再看地上的事物。
So that we no longer look at the things on this earth.
我们也不再看我们周围的人。
So that we're no longer looking at the people around us.
因为我们的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
Because our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
把我们的眼目从这个世上转移开来。
Turn our eyes away from the world.
把我们的眼目从人的身上转移开来。
Turn our eyes away from the people.
让我们的眼目来看见我们的主。
So that our eyes only see our Lord.
好叫我们里头重新有那个光。
So that there will once again be this light within us.
主，我们在主的面前有挣扎的。
Lord, there are some of us who are struggling with you.
我们里面有意愿。
We have our own desires.
主，我们求你来怜悯。
Lord, we ask you to be gracious to us.
只有你能够平静我们里面的要求。
Only you can quiet down our requests from within.
只有当你向我们显明你的大爱。
Only when you reveal your great love toward us.
我们才能够在主的面前安静下来。
Then we can quiet down before the Lord.
主，求主让我们投到你的怀中。
We ask the Lord to allow us to fall into your bosom.
像那个断过奶的孩子一样。
Like a weaned child.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
因为你乐意向我们施怜悯。
Because you're willing to be gracious toward us.
我们祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.